and plus discount.
Seven after the hour, we have a lot of good news to go over with you, story or two or three or four about various people who are in the news today, and a tribute to singer Jerry Rafferty, who has passed away in the age of 63.
Way too young.
That comes up in a few minutes here on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Kohut, Rich McFadden at the controls in our main studio in Washington, Doug on the farm with Charlotte. A week from today, we set off on a 10-day trip across the country, taking us through Pennsylvania and Ohio, down into Tennessee, across to Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, stopping in places in Nevada.
10 days?
10 days.
Wow.
Now, here's the story. Me being the good guy, Charlotte, Georgette and Edgar's families did not come for Christmas this year because it was too expensive and they couldn't afford it. So what Georgette did was ask me when I was going to leave, and I said, well, I think I'm leaving, you know, at this time. So I told her she could use the house because they live in a cabin, and the cabin doesn't have room. They've got, like, between them 12 kids and grandkids and stuff. So my house is big. And they said, could we come and have Christmas at your house? I said, sure, I'll be gone. Well, as it turned out, I didn't go because of the weather and some other things that got in the way last month. So I had planned to leave on the 15th because it would take normally to do it the way Bob and I usually do. It takes about a week to get across the country and visit five or six stations. But she had planned to have everybody come on the 12th, which is a week from today. So I said, okay, I'll leave on the 12th, and we'll add a few extra stops. That's all, along the way, and go a little bit slower. Charlotte and I will leave here a week from today to travel across the country and visit a number of different points along the way. And I love this because we get to meet so many people, have so much fun, talk to so many people.
Go to so many Waffle Houses.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Waffle House.
Stuckey's. Be careful because we're all going to be on a diet.
I don't go to Stuckey's, but the Waffle House, yeah. We make at least one stop at a Waffle House.
Is Bob going to drive with you in Charlotte?
Bob will drive. He'll meet me in Cleveland probably where they want to have a big celebration. So it'll be cool.
I just think it's funny. How when you designed your house, you modeled it after the local inn down the street.
Yeah.
And now it is.
It is, yeah. So I'm happy to have people come.
I just think it's funny that you and Bob usually spend 5 days in a car together, and now it's going to be like 12.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like 100.
Well, not only that, he was here. He spent the night the other night here.
Yeah, you and Bob and our dog.
Together.
Bob and dog. Yeah, Bob, Charlotte, and me.
That's what are you driving?
A book there. Well, actually, Richie, we're going to have a full-size Mercury or something of that equivalent. My friends at vroomvroom.com have set me up with a nice car. We'll drive across the country in that. And then when I get there, Brendan has decided that he wants to change his wheels, mostly because his mother can't drive anymore. So he's going to drive the Mini, and I'm going to drive the pickup truck.
Wait, yeah. So Brendan will be driving a Mini Cooper?
Tony has a Mini Cooper that she bought before she moved to California. Now that she's going to have her operation, she's going to be able to drive for quite a while. And so Brendan's going to take that car, and I'm going to take the pickup truck.
Well, okay. Yeah.
So there we go. Another.
That was a good old pickup truck, right?
No. He got a new pickup truck a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
If you need help driving that.
What, the Mini Cooper? Which is the chick magnet, the pickup truck or the Mini Cooper?
Pickup truck, hello. Okay. Cooper, not a chick magnet. It's a chick car.
Yeah. Guys should not be seen driving Mini Coopers.
No, I have a Ford, a white Ford, one of those dual cab jobbies with a full, the pickup truck I drive here, I actually drive two pickup trucks here, but they both have that sort of half back seat, so it's not a full open door, it's a half back door, which Charlotte loves because you put down the center of the seat. We all can imagine this. The F-150 is the most popular vehicle in the country
still.
Love
them.
And they have usually a bucket seat on each side, and they have a turn down in the middle. And so Charlotte loves that because she can jump back and forth between the front seat and the back seat. And she guards her normal seat as the shotgun. And when people get in the truck, like I had some people in the truck yesterday, she just sits there. She won't move.
Why am I visualizing Bob in the back seat and Charlotte in the front seat and Bob throwing up as you guys drive across country because he's car sick?
All right, so people in the focus here. As you know, Montel Williams has become one of our friends on the program, and he talks openly about using, as a matter of fact, he's referred to by some as a medical marijuana advocate. So it seems that he got picked up, was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia at the airport in Milwaukee, I think yesterday, had a pipe commonly used for marijuana. He has medical.
How are you allowed to legally smoke marijuana, medical marijuana, yet not allowed to have the tools with which to smoke it?
So he was given a $484 citation, which he paid.
But he
has multiple sclerosis, and so he has a prescription. He has been around the country in states where it's still illegal to smoke medical marijuana, and he got arrested, I think, in Detroit for the same thing a number of years ago. I seem to remember that in the back of my mind somewhere.
In knowing Montel, the couple months that we've known him, I don't see him as an in-your-face guy.
No.
I see
no,
him
that's
as
why
a,
he paid the fine. Said, okay, here's the fine.
Pay the fine, and
I'm not coming back here anymore.
And I'll make this work in my
favor. Yeah, right, and you'll talk about it.
Right.
Right, exactly. There is good news out of Texas today. A convict declared innocent. I suppose this is good news in a way. Not the fact that he spent 30 years in prison for something he did not do.
Right.
Cornelius Dupree is his name, 51 years old now. Could have cut his prison stay short, made parole if he had admitted to the crime that he was charged with, but he never admitted to it because he maintained his innocence because he was innocent. He was sentenced to 75 years in prison in 1980 for apparently the charge was raping a 26-year-old woman in Dallas. The DNA evidence finally was used. Now, why in the name of God did it take 30 years? What is wrong with our system? Another reason for a revolution. What's wrong with the system that would have let a guy like this rot in jail when they had the evidence? They've been fiddling around with it for 8 years?
What's wrong with it is that now they have DNA evidence for the last 30 years of cases.
Yeah, but Richie.
And they're now got this backlog
system,
of cases that they're trying to go through.
The taxpayer, this is a federal case. The taxpayer is going to have to pay this guy $2.5 million for having been put in jail.
That's all?
$80,000 a year.
Yeah. I say he should get more.
Well, if he sued him, he probably would. But under the circumstances, because of the corruption and the incompetent police work done, or the district attorney's office doing incompetent work, we're in the hole for $2.5 million. This guy could have been a productive member of society, had a job. Hello? And all because somebody wanted their caseload to look good. Ugh, what a disgusting.
Can I ask you a weird question?
The good side is that he's finally out. Yes, Jen.
If you're in jail, do you have to pay taxes?
If you make money.
You don't make any money.
If Bernie Madoff's making money in jail, you've got to pay taxes. Yeah. If you're in jail and you are still accruing money from whatever your investments are, absolutely.
Lindsay Lohan's paying taxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a good example of how to conduct your life. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes.
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Speaking of incredible, hello to the folks listening in Washington on 1580, the Big Talker.
The Big Talker.
That's why Roberta's here and Jennifer's here and Richie is here. We're the Big Talkers on the
Talkers
Good Day program. Speaking of big, Hugh Hefner is getting married. The lady that he's marrying is a woman named Crystal Harris.
Yeah.
Who is 60 years his junior.
Yeah. He was eating at Sizzler on the senior discount when she was born.
Okay. So here's what she said the other day, interview with Entertainment Tonight. I don't notice the age difference with Hef. She says,
really?
If
stop.
Anything, I have to keep up with him.
The
for
wrinkles
example,
on a dead giveaway?
She says, last year for my birthday, I wanted to go bowling. Last year for his birthday, he wanted to go to Las Vegas and went to two different nightclubs. And this speaks to an issue that I have long felt needed to be overcome, needed to be addressed in the problem needed to be overcome. We have in this country a real, and I don't say this because I'm older and oftentimes the women that I'm interested in are 15, 20 years younger than I am. The essence of them keeping up with me, that's really what the issue is. So we address people and we say, okay, some man or woman says, I wouldn't go out with anybody who's X age. Well, how would you ever possibly know what the person is all about until you actually meet the person? If you'd ever, even if you see him, maybe you don't even see him. You just draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not. Now, those are the kind of people I wouldn't be interested in anyway, but it so blows my mind that so many people are so specific. How do you say, I'm only going to go out with somebody who's 6'3"? I'm only going to go out with somebody who weighs 200 pounds. I'm only going to go out with somebody who drives a Cadillac. What kind of nonsense is that? What do you do to yourself unless you are a shallow so-and-so? Why would you do that? Why would you put that barrier up? Why would you not want to know what a person is all about? Because really it is a BS number. And this girl, although we all snicker as Jennifer did, oh, you didn't notice the wrinkles?
That was Rich, actually.
Some people, just because they're older, don't have wrinkles.
No, you can,
Hugh does.
Well, but maybe he does have wrinkles, but you know what? There are still plenty of people who are in their 70s and 80s.
There's age differences, and then there's age differences.
Right, exactly. And so to qualify people just because of a number is nonsense.
Look at Doug getting defensive about the old guy now.
Well, I just think that...
You don't need that whippersnapper alone. He can go out with those younger little girls.
Tribute to Jerry Rafferty, who, speaking of age, died way too young today. He's 21 after the hour today.
All right, you got to kill a buzz.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Directed.
This is Jerry with the Steelers Wheel.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, stuck in the middle. I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right.
That's so great.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering.
A little like Bob Dylan with this,
in a way.
More upbeat, but yeah. I got the.
Steeler,
right? Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. As the lead singer with Steelers Wheel, he was famous in that way, but he went out on his own and had some really good hits. Matter of fact, I think this song was used in Reservoir Dogs, was it not?
Yeah, I believe it was, and several other movies.
He died today, cause of death not given. However, he's been battling alcoholism for decades, which is kind of a sad reality. Son of an Irish-born miner, the story is his parents told him he was an unwanted son.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I had this conversation on the air. Didn't I tell you the story about one of the kids in the family that works for me on the farm? Did I tell that story on the air?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody going through life knowing his parents didn't want him?
Yeah, he grew up in a council house.
Yeah. Like well, that was, that's an orphanage.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
An orphanage. He was growing up in an orphanage. Parents threw him away. Good God. He worked at a butcher's shop, worked in the tax office, played music on the weekends when he was in school, started a band called the Mavericks, and then he was in a group called the Humble Bums. Isn't that typical of what a Scottish or English group would be, called, something like that? And then he went out on his own and recorded songs like Right Down the Line, which I think we have a little snippet of. It's got soul.
Oh, it's a great song.
Oh, it's a soul.
Right down the line. I just want to see.
A really good voice.
Yeah.
And the stories that he could tell, his voice was an important part of the story, actually, I think.
And you know what I never realized?
What?
Until just looking at it right now?
Yeah.
The song Baker Street?
Yeah.
Knocked Saturday Night Fever off the top album list. Yeah.
So he's Public Enemy number one for those who are Bee Gees fans. This is a 1978 song. He recorded this in his wife's parents' house using a four-track recording machine, Richie. Played all the instruments himself. And the sax apparently was, he liked the sax and thought, Jerry Rafferty thought, that the sax is what drove sales of the album. 5 million copies.
I'll tell you, it's...
So he became a millionaire like that.
I mean, he really only had one big album, and it's a great, great
album.
City
to City.
Yeah.
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 That's the one he did in The Cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, just a sad reality about what alcohol... But, you understand, as intolerant as I am of that kind of stuff, I completely understand. Yeah, the talent wasted. He could have done much more. He did a great deal, but the alcohol dominated his creative and intelligent life, and that got in the way of, obviously, the last 10, 15 years of his life. And that stuff starts when you have a-holes for parents who tell you that you weren't wanted. That's, you have no value, you have... therefore, no soul. You think ill of yourself.
Well, but a lot of people will tell you, I mean, the blues grew out of hurt and pain.
Yeah, well, right.
And soul grew out of the blues. And it's without those life experiences, he probably couldn't have been.
Couldn't tell the stories. You may be right about that.
Right. And it's unfortunate that it takes that kind of emotion, but a lot of times it does.
Yeah. To, to deal with that. All of that stuff.
Was it Robert Johnson, the movie, Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Man Feeling Down?
Yeah.
Crossroads?
That's the whole story of country music.
Yeah.
Kick that dog. Get him out of my way.
Or better yet, left me.
Run him over with a pickup truck.
Oh, we don't kill dogs.
Jerry Rafferty passing 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If your kids are the ones who complain about going to the theater or other cultural events, I've got a pretty good way to get them interested. Show them what happens when the performance isn't taking place. Getting behind the scenes or after-hours access isn't as hard as you think. Some major venues will actually organize backstage tours, even if you're not a ticket holder. The Metropolitan Opera, for example, has regular tours of production areas on weekday afternoons and twice on Sundays. You'll get to see where the sets are built, costume and makeup departments, and rehearsal rooms to get a sense of how the production actually comes together. The Lyric Opera in Chicago has backstage tours three times a year. Even the famous National Theatre in London has backstage experiences that are entirely open to the public. In Los Angeles, a program called Camp Broadway works with the renowned Center Theater Group. It's only $25 and involves small group workshops with professional cast members. No auditions necessary. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty, starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators.
On air. Online and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's going on in the world? Your discussion of the real world continues on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Clay Kohut, who's in charge of our social media. He'll have the headline of the day from Facebook, matter of moments. And it doesn't always follow that what we have on the Facebook page is what is on the front page of your newspaper. I got a kick out of, wait a minute, here's Facebook post. Jim Bohannon comments on his wall post. This week is Bohannon's birthday. He's 67, a lot older than I am.
By how many months?
No, years.
A couple years.
Years. So this is the fun part of Facebook. Jim and I have been friends for, I can't remember, actually. It's one of those things I can't remember when we first met, but it's been 20-some-odd years as we've known each other, and he's a very good human being, a lot of fun.
Yeah, he doesn't cruise a lot.
Cruise? What does
doesn't
that mean?
Doesn't he take his people on cruises, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he and Bruce Williams used to go on a lot
That's
of cruises.
Right.
I don't know if he's doing as much now because Bruce is retired, but they used to take a lot of people. They were great friends, too, and I liked Bruce. There's a group of us, and man, do I not want to say this, who have been around for a while. How's that? Is that tactful?
Mm-hmm.
Been around for a while.
Come on now. You don't mind saying, I started and I've been in for
40
years.
No, here's what I don't mind saying. I don't mind saying, in terms of longevity, the seniority list when it comes to syndicated network radio programming that's around today, I'm number 2 on the seniority list now that Dean Adell has retired. Rush Limbaugh is number 1. His program started in August of 1988, and this program started in October of 1988. So we are well into our 23rd year of doing the Good Day program, and that doesn't bother me at all. And I don't know that we even, I mean, both of us, when it comes to Jim and I, especially, I don't know Limbaugh anymore. I used to be friends with him when we first got started, but I don't have a clue as to what really goes on in his mind other than what you see in the popular media. He's pretty much isolated himself from most people except for Sean and Mark Levin. There are 3 or 4 people who are well-known right-wing hosts that he's
in my rearview mirror
close to. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know him now. Anyway, that's not important. Well, I get a kick out of looking because we talk so much. Clay and Richie and I were talking during the news about how to use Facebook to help my dairy farm EastleighFarm.com, that's the website. Some people who listen to the program go there and they kind of nose around. And I have said that I want to make it a living, breathing document, like we've tried to do with the Good Day program. And what Clay said, pretty interesting, and in light of the Facebook interest from Goldman Sachs and other investors and the fact they're doing an IPO based on how utilitarian Facebook is. That's really how, I mean, Bohannon and I have been going back and forth for 3 or 4 days, these foolish little quips that we respect from one another, because it's like we're having a conversation. We're having one-word conversation or a phrase, and because we know each other so well, we understand what the intonation is, and using Facebook with your friends, I can now see Richie's getting a kick out of this because I wasn't onto Facebook at all. Wasn't into it, didn't want to participate. Right. I had Clay and
don't have time
Richie.
For it.
But now,
you're
sort of,
you got
well, I like it because where I might not pick up the phone to call Jim, it might not find him anyway.
And that's the beauty of it. We all have friends that we haven't talked to in 15, 20 years that probably would have never talked to again in our life.
Right.
I can't tell you how many high school friends that I chat with on a regular basis that I probably, except for the 30th anniversary, probably wouldn't have ever seen them again in our lives.
Right.
But now I talk to them. There's a buddy of mine this morning. I'm talking to him. I see him once every 5 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And it's neat. And it's the same thing with you and Jim. You see him once a year, twice a year.
I see him a couple times a year.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how this started. When Facebook posts the people that are your friends who have birthdays, this week there are 7 people that I know who are having birthdays. So Bohannon was on the top of the list, so I sent him a quick question. And it says how old he is, I think, on the Facebook page, doesn't it? If you put your – some people have it.
No.
I knew it anyway.
A lot of people just put the month and day.
Right.
Only some people put the year.
So it told how old he was, and I sent him a quick thing on Sunday. How can you be that old? And then his retort to that was, I just cut off one of my legs – and count the rings. And then he sent another photo. Actually, I'm only 19 Celsius. And then I said back to him, so you say. And then he said, what? And then I said, huh?
And then he said that to me precisely.
And so, but it is fun. And I've met some new people or people who are friending me, finding out who I am and what I'm about, and as long as you don't get too personal, and I don't know, it's the private stuff, maybe it's the other way around. I don't mind some of the personal stuff, but I don't want private stuff there, and I think that there's a danger sometimes when you don't know if you're interested in somebody or something that you just want to keep to yourself, it's sort of, I remember the morning that we were laughing because Shania, what's his face, the basketball player, Shaquille.
Yeah. That was right when Twitter first started.
Yeah, it was a Twitter or Facebook.
It was Twitter.
Was it okay? He was having a little to do with a little lady.
He was having a back and forth tweet fest with with a girl, and they thought that their conversation was private.
Yeah. Yeah. I got news for you. It wasn't.
No,
he didn't realize that you had to press a D for direct message for it to be private, and they probably figured it out a little later.
Right. Okay, so Clay, before we get to the poll, we might play a little of the audio of the day, but I am interested in what the social media headline today is.
Well, in China, apparently adult children of elderly parents will be required to visit their parents regularly and must care for their spiritual needs by law now, according to a new draft amendment.
Why don't you tell me, in China? China doesn't outlaws religion. How are they going to care for their spiritual needs?
I don't know.
Make a lot of sense.
I could ask the Chinese to home my building. But
there's the start.
Yeah.
But apparently they're also giving like 80-year-olds, that people over 80 in China are going to get free medical care and an allowance from the government.
Really?
Right. Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm buying that.
All right. What kind of text messages? Are we getting anything interesting on 646-926-3684? That's our text line. Anytime you would like to get to us when you can't call us at 800-510-8255, which is when we're on the air live, you can either use the text line and leave a message that Clay is the monitor of most of the social media here at Good Day. He's the boss of that. He's the guru of that. We also have the Stefan Soundoff line, which is toll-free 877 541-5250. So we got about four or five different ways that you can communicate with us and follow what we're doing, which is kind of a cool thing. Our poll today, something else that's a regular issue at gooddayshow.com. If you see homeless people on the side of the street, do you help them? The reason we're asking that is because our video of the day shows a homeless man who has been in radio, but he got onto drugs and all kinds of other things. The alcohol ruined his life. Didn't ruin his voice. We'll play you just a little bit of this audio, and then I'll give you the poll for today, which basically is a throw two of this story.
This will be the big story that everybody will be talking about.
Everybody's jacking about this.
So you got to see this.
There are often homeless people asking for change in freeway exit ramps. But recently, there's been this guy with an interesting sign at I-71 and Hudson Street. His
Columbus, Ohio
sign says he has the God-given gift of a great voice.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
All right, so stop it right there, Richie. That guy has got the typical big announcer's voice.
Don't they call him boss jocks?
They had to call him boss jocks during the 70s and 80s. Yep, late 60s, 70s and 80s. So this guy was a boss jock, and he lost it because of his drug and alcohol addictions. As he was on the street, these couple of radio guys from Columbus come along, take their phone and have him do his thing, and it's gone viral. So it's a great reference not only to the specific story, but also to the general question about how you handle your dealings with the homeless. If you see somebody who's homeless on the side of the street, do you help them out? That's our poll question today at gooddayshow.com. A, yes, I always give what I can. B, nope, if they want money, they ought to get a job. C, I don't give money, but I will give food. Or D, I don't always give, but I will if the person seems honest. All right, so you can pick one of those every day. You can pick some interesting answers to questions. You can also send an email if you don't like any of the answers and tell us what you think on your own terms. The video yesterday, which depicted the pranks compiled by the Enterprise Captain Owen Honors, the question was whether, well, actually, we made a statement. The videos are, you've heard about this. This is thus far this week the big story. The newspapers finally are on it today. We started talking about it on Monday. It's amazing how swift those good old morning newspapers are to get the news of yesterday. Remember the story? That's how they should sell the newspapers. You know how the radio stations, the hits of yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the newspaper headline, the newspaper sales pitch should be the news of yesterday and today.
That's why newspapers are going out of business.
Yeah. All right, so the videos are A, 53% of you said bad but not damning. Honors ought not to be involved in videos that were potentially offensive. 24% of you said a major morale boost and downright funny. 23% of you said truly offensive. Honors ought to retire. Honors gets a desk job at the Pentagon. He will no longer be shipboard nor in charge of anything. He will push papers or more likely just retire, which is kind of a, I don't know, the discussion. We can have it for another day, another hour, another minute, another week about politically correct. The whole business earlier today, there's a story about the professional journalists who now are being told if you belong to the Society for Professional Journalists, you must not anymore refer to illegals as illegal. Illegal aliens no longer is that acceptable. They have to be what do they call them, Jennifer? Unemployed or something?
They were undocumented.
Undocumented workers, right. So any newspaper person that belongs to professional style, the professional society of journalists, if you want to maintain that membership, you may no longer refer to the illegals as illegal.
Wow.
Okay? So where's that? You're talking about
funny,
politically
huh?
Correct. Yeah, that's great. All right, I guess it's a good thing I'm not a journalist and nor a member of that group because they could take it and shove it where the sun isn't. Is that a little harsh? That may be a little harsh.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
It's kind of dumb.
Anyway, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with some tooth news in a moment here on Good Day.
Interesting.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, helping us all lose some weight. The folks at MetaFast have come to us and asked us if, with the cooperation of Dr. Ken, because he, along with 20,000 other doctors since 1980, have recommended MetaFast because it's fast, it's safe, it's simple, it's satisfying, and you are supported. Richie's got a call from his dietitian already. Jennifer's on the program. Roberta's on the program. I'm on the program. I never asked you, Ken, whether you were actually, you got a little bit of a role. You could probably get on it, too.
Oh, come on. Roll.
Well, a little,
rock,
you know,
and roll.
All right. So that offended you, did you? You're not going
to
this
medicine. But I have tried these meals. I have listened to my patients lose pound after pound. And I'm listening, as I do every year, the most common resolution that people make, and they start failing in January, is to lose weight. This program works. It's a lifestyle. It's a healthy way to eat. You get coaching. Doctors love this program, and I've seen patients year after year lose weight, and I, as I mentioned, have seen patients lose 50 or more pounds in a year on this program, and it's, they keep it off.
Our resident doctor, you just heard him, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast. Log on to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on your program with MetaFast. Call, if you can't get to the computer right away, you can call them online. 800-506-4115 is their line. Toll free, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Again, save $50. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online to MetaFastKen.com for more information. All right, Ken, what's the story with the tooth loss as people get older?
Out of the medical journal, Behavioral and Brain Function, this morning, Doug, elderly people who lose their teeth may be at increased risk for dementia. We know that this is correlating with heart disease, and it looks like the circulation problems to the brain also are a problem. So keep those teeth healthy so you can avoid any problems as you grow older with that thinking issue.
All right. As long as we're into teeth, let's talk about roots, or at least the root cause of male pattern baldness. What's the, this is going to be a, if this is, if they really have found the cause, it'd be 95 people with a cure in the next 3 weeks.
Well, this is some hope. It's understanding the mechanism of how you develop baldness. This is out of my old alma mater where I went to medical school, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, published this morning in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. The fault appears to lie with the stem cells that make the new hair, and it may be possible to even cure male baldness by restoring the normal function of these stem cells in your scalp. Mm. This is hope that we may understand why you develop this baldness.
Another good reason to eat a lot of fish today.
Lowers the risk of stroke. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Get at least 3 servings a week.
Love your fish. Good stuff. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. MetaFastKen.com. Get on that weight loss program. 51 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Don't Leave Me This Way. This is Thelma Houston from the film made in 1977, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Diane Keaton is 64 today, so for the celebration of her birthday, we picked this out to highlight that movie. Richard Gere was in the movie, Tom Berenger as well, who has matured well. Speaking of maturing well, Chuck Curry is here. He's been around on the Good Day program, maturing with us for a long time. Chucker, welcome back to the program. Chuck has a blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, that you might want to check out. Did you say thank you? I'll say you're welcome.
Yes, I said thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so let's get to our contest before we get to Chucker and his movie news. This is from a movie which stars another actor who's turning, wow, this guy turned 79 today. I am shocked. All right, when you hear this, you'll recognize all of the players, I think. But it's an especially controversial movie. The Love Life, I've always thought, was quite lovable. All right, enough hints. Here's the first audio.
Just listen for once in your life. Okay? Now, a gang girl who was at the drive-by this morning said a man in a white shirt and a tie attacked her homeboys with a baseball bat. Now, I think somebody's let their dog off the leash.
This man was not swinging a baseball bat. He had a gym bag full of guns.
Pretty easy, actually. It was on the other night. 800-510-8255. One of the star's better movies, according to a lot of critics. You got it, Chucker?
Yeah, I think I have it.
All right. Next clue, Richie.
Give us your briefcase, man.
I mean, I was willing to mind my own business.
Nah, I got it.
I was willing to respect your territory and treat you like a man, but you couldn't leave it alone, could you?
Yeah.
But my briefcase? I'll get it for you, all right? You can have my briefcase. Here. You want a briefcase? Here's my briefcase.
Yeah.
It's a wild flick.
Yeah, it is. Not his typical genre, but then he's pretty good at mixing it up.
Yeah.
Good guy, bad guy. 800-510-8255. You know the movie, you'll call us, and you'll identify it, and you'll get a prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Here's your last chance at the audio clues.
We stop serving breakfast at 11:30. Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
Jim's got it. Love this
here I am. The customer.
Yeah. And if you don't, serve me my breakfast, I'm going to shoot you.
Great right? movie. We've all had those days.
800-510-8255.
Not just like that, but...
All right, Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, Chucker. What's in the movie news department today, pal?
All right, Doug. Actor George Clooney set to star in a movie based on a best-selling novel titled The Monster of Florence. Clooney in the film will play a writer who sets out to solve a 30-year-old mystery involving a serial killer. The film takes place in Italy and is based on a true story. Other news of interest, now that MGM is out of bankruptcy, look for its Red Dawn remake, which has been sitting on the shelf for over a year, to be released finally in this year of 2000.
All right, so how did they come? I missed that story. I saw James Bond being made, but I don't remember what. How did they get out? Who bought them?
They got some financing, and they restructured the company.
What they should do is make nothing but James Bond movies and a few of these other hits and leave all of the other trash behind. So what's the production date now? Is it a return to the Bond series? What's that look like?
It should start filming sometime next year and be released.
Next year or this year? We're into the new year.
I think later this year or the year after to be released. I think in 2000, in 12, late yeah. 2012. Daniel right. Craig definitely will be back as Bond. One of the better news, Roger Ebert's long-running At the Movie show will return January 21st and air on PBS. Kristen Lamour, who is a critic for the Associated Press, will be one of the people on the panel. Ebert right. and his wife.
Joe, what's the name of that movie?
Falling Down, Michael Douglas, Robert Duvall.
And Barbara Hershey, you are correct. Robert Duvall turned 79 today. That's the focus. A pretty good movie. All right, Joe, you're our hero. Hold on a second. We'll take good care of you. It's 59 after on Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.